Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Dalad. We will give Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Milsa the Pshitale L'Rav L'Haigisa. Says the Gemara, what was obvious to Rabba in one direction, L'Rav L'Haigisa, and to Rava in another direction. Says the Gemara Mebayle L'Rav Aishia was actually a question to Rav Aishia. As we said in our previous share, we learned in our previous share that according to Rabba, the more obvious that what he said is false, that's the more of a reason that it should not be a concern of Shinui Kaidish. We said according to Rava, it's just the opposite. That according to Rava, the more obvious what he said is false, that is a reason for saying that it's a problem. Says the Gemara, those were very clear concepts that Rava and Rav Oshia espoused. Says the Gemara, by Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia asked the question, the other version is that this question was a question of Rav Oshia opposed to Rav Asi. Mincha l'shem zavach. If somebody brought a carbon mincha, they said that he's bringing the shame zavach, the shame of a carbon. Mali Amar Rav Shimon. Why will Rav Shimon hold in such a situation? Do we say, Tavad Rav Shimon, that the reason for Rav Shimon's opinion is, Shemachshava de Minkara, a machshava that is obviously false, loy pasla, v'ha machshava de Minkarihi. When you say that you're bringing a carbon, and you say you have a mind, when you bring a carbon mincha, you say you have a mind of carbon, it's obviously patently untrue. Aydilma, Tam Rav Shimon deksiv zayis taras amincha. That why does Reb Shimon hold that by carbon mincha having a machshava of shloi lishma, machshava of shini kodesh, it's not a problem? Because Rav Shimon's opinion is because the Torah says zayis taras amincha, Torah achas l'chol aminchos, and that's only said when you had a mind from one mincha to another mincha. However, the zavach like siv, the Torah doesn't speak about having a mind from a carbon, from a mincha to a carbon, that will be an issue. Amalei, to which he said, klum higanu l'soif datal Rav Shimon. So Rav Asi said to Rav Oshia, we are not able to fathom the explanation of Rav Oshia's opinion. And because we're not able to really fathom the explanation of Rav Oshia's opinion, that's Rav Shimon's opinion, we're not really able to explain what he really holds. And I saw that it's very interesting. There's Gemara and Masecht Ervin, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara and Masecht Ervin discusses when we have different machlokes tanoim, who do we paskin like? The Gemara there says that when we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the halacha follows like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Sefer Ginza in the Stars says that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is so deep, we don't really always understand Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And that's why when we have Machlaikis, where Rabbi Shimon is one of the opinions, as great as Rabbi Shimon was, it's very difficult to paskin like Rabbi Shimon, because as the Gemara says in Masecht Ervin regarding Rav Meir, the Gemara says, we know that Shem B'Darsh Rameya Kamaisa, nobody in the time of Rameya was as great as Rameya. So if that's the case, why did they not pass like Rameya? They really weren't able to fathom what he held. Something that we think is Tameh, he was able to explain why it's Tahar. Rashi indeed over there says, we didn't know when his opinion is correct. When his opinion is not correct. He was always able to explain something. And that's really, he says, is the same thing that we find here regarding Rav Shimon, that the Gemara says, Klum higanu l'soif datos Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, why was Rav Asi not able to understand the opinion of Rav Shimon? So says the Gemara, as we learned in the previous year, Krabbele Mishanale, he didn't want to follow the opinion of Rabbah, who says that the more obvious that what he said is not correct, the more reason the carbon should be good carbon, because Abaya Mishum the Kasha Abaya, because the question that Abaya posed on Daf Beis was that if that's the case, then there should be no difference between Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Balam. Karavalem Shanale, Ravasi is not comfortable with Rava's explanation. Shem Kushya, the question that we asked at the end of our previous year, where Zois Taras Chatos, the entire opinion of Rava is based on the limud of Zois Taras Chatos, and he didn't have that, he didn't know that limud. And Rav Ashi Lemeshanale, and he didn't like Rav Ashi's opinion, Shem Kushid Rav Achabed Rav Ava, because the question that if that's the way to understand, Rav Shimon's opinion, that as we learned, there's a difference if you said it with the word mincha or you didn't say it with the word mincha. So the question is, why is there a difference between, why does Rav Shimon hold that if you said a belula and chareva, the Rav Shimon hold that the carbon is not good? According to that understanding, the carbon should be good. We learned in the Mishnah that all the minchas that were done shalai l'shma, al kosher, but however we learned, chutz min minchas chayta or minchas kanas. Minchas kanas, we explain, is when a woman, husband, accused of doing an act of adultery, and told her not to be alone with a certain man, and then she was alone with that man, that the Torah says that if two Edom saw her alone with that man, that Torah tells us that she starts the procedure. A part of the site procedure is to bring a coven, a Michas Kanos. Michas Chaita, as I said, under certain circumstances, a person does an Aveira, and we look at his financial situation to determine what carbon will he bring. If he can afford it, he brings an animal. If he can't afford it, he brings two birds. And if he can't afford that, he brings a carbon mincha. By those minchas, we learned that if somebody brought those carbon minchas, shaloi l'shma, not only does the owner not get credit, but moreover, the halacha is that those carbonas are considered pasul. Says the Gemara, bishlama minchas chayta, why is the halacha that if somebody brought a carbon minchas chayta shaloi l'shma, it's possible, because says the Gemara, chatas karei rachmana, the Torah calls it a carbon chatas, as the pasuk says, lo yosum alei shemen, v'lo yiter alei levoina, ki chatas hi. And we've been learning in our shiurim that a carbon chatas that's brought shaloi l'shma, it's the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim actually, is possible. Ela minchas kanas menolon, how do we know that this halacha would apply by minchas kanas as well? Answers the Gemara, the Tana Tanaka Mei, the Rav Nachman. There was a Brisa there was an Amayra who taught Brisas in front of Rav Nachman, and he taught him the following Brisa. The halacha is Michas Kanos, that somebody designated money to bring a Michas Saita, and he has leftover money that after he bought the barley that's used for this Karim Mincha. The halacha is that the money is put in for Nidvas Tzibur. The halacha is that they had a special, there were 13 pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, as described very extensively in Masechet Shkolim. And the Mishnah over there teaches us that there were six pushkas that were designated that if people put money in there for Oilas Keitz HaMizbeach. Oilas Keitz HaMizbeach is that they never wanted the carbon, they never wanted the mizbeach should not be in use. So if there was no one bringing a carbon, they took that money and they bought oilus. And that leftover money that we're speaking about here, the Gemara teaches us was used for that purpose. Vamalei. And when this halacha was said over to Rav Nachman said, Shapa Kamrit. It's a very well said, because the pasuk says regarding the michas kanos, ki michas kanos hu michas ikara maskaris oven ksiba, and by chatos the Torah says v'oisu nos lachem losseis es avoin ho edob. So just like the halach is ma chatos, just like the halach by karm chatos is that moisroi the dova, if there's leftover money from the karm chatos, money that was designated for animal for karm chatos, the halacha is that's used for the oilus the dava. Af mechus kanas meister nadava. It's treated the same way. This is a pasuk that we discussed extensively in Pesach Masechta Zvachim, where it was Rosh Chodesh Nissan of the year where the Beis HaMikdash was, the Mishkan was inaugurated, and many Kabbanis were brought that day, and they burnt the Karban Chatas. We learned extensively the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron at Kohen Gadol, and we see that the Torah says regarding these same words, regarding the Karban Mincha, that the Torah uses regarding the Mechasaita, the same words that it uses regarding the Karban Chatas, says the Gemara. So now we take that Xer Shava a step further. Kechatas, ma chatas psula shalai l'shma, just like Karban Chatas, it's brought shalai l'shma as possible. Af mechas kanas psula shalai l'shma, so too will be the halacha by Karban Mechas Kanas that was brought shalai l'shma. El me'ata, ask the Gemara if that's the case, Asham ye pasul shalai l'shma. The halacha should be by Karban Asham that it's brought shalai l'shma. That the Karban Asham that's brought shalai l'shma should be pasul. The Gemara, because we ought to learn a gezer shava oven mechatas. We should learn a gezer shava mechatas and say, just like by Karban Mechatas, we are learning here that shalai l'shma is pasul. By the Asham, the Torah says the words, so we should learn from that pasuk the same halacha. So of course, the Mefarshim ask a question that we know throughout Shas, that there's a rule that ein adam don gzeir shava mi'atzmai. So ask the Sfasem, so you can't just compose your own gzeir shava. So what does the Gemara here mean to ask that we should learn a gzeir shava, make up our own gzeir shava, and connect Asham to Chatas? So the Sfasem says, when we know the halacha is, when we know that the rule is that you can't make up your own gzeir shava, it means you can't just pick a word out of the Torah and say, now I have a gzeir shava. But if I have a word that we have a Messiah, that we have a Kabbalah, that word is intended to be used for gzeir shava, even though we may not necessarily know what gzeir shava to use that for, but once it was known that word is is here to learn gzeir shava, so here, that's why the Gemara is asking what we should learn this gzeir shava, because this is a gzeir shava word. Answers the Gemara, well, it's not a perfect gzeir shava, because donen oven, we learn gzeir shava between the word oven and oven, vein donen, and we can learn gzeir shava avoinai mi oven. The two words are not an exact match. Ask the Gemara, my nafkamina. Where in halacha do we find that there's a nafkamina if the words are an exact match or not? For Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, there's a very famous braisa of Rabbi Shmuel that connects the words v'shav ha-koyin, v'va ha-koyin, which are totally different words. The word v'shav and the word uva are totally different. And here we learn zui shiva zui bia. This is regarding somebody, a house that developed a nega. The halacha is that it should be quarantined for the first week. After the first week, the nega grew. We have to take out those stones and we quarantine it for another week. Then we see what happens. What happened if after the first week there was no change? So the halacha is that we wait another week and we do the same procedure as if it would have expanded after the first week. So even though, and this is all learned through the gzeir shava, v'shava kain uva kain. So we see that you don't have to have an exact match to be able to learn gzeir shava. Furthermore, says the Gemara v'oid, even if you'll suggest that avoinai and oven are not the same words, and because they're not the same words, we cannot learn gzeir shava, ligmar, why don't we learn avoinai, where the Torah says by Asham the word avoinai, mi oven the shmias kol. By the oven of a chatas of shmias kol is that if somebody subpoenaed somebody to say testimony on his behalf, and he swore he falsely that he doesn't know, and then he admits that he lied. The halach is that he brings a carbon oil of a yared, and there the Torah says the word avoinoi. Im la yared, the nasa avoinoi, and that's a carbon chatos, with shaloi l'shmas posel. So we should learn osham, which says the word avoinoi, from that chatos that says the word avoinus. Answers the Gemara, al ki gemir gzer shava, says the Gemara, the gzer shava that connects michas, the chatos to the michas kanos. For what does that Zer Shava serve? L'maisa nedava hu d'gemiri. It's only here to teach us the halacha that we discussed earlier. That the halacha is that if you brought this, if you have a leftover money, you use it for oilus keitzim mizbeach. It's not here to teach us the halacha of l'shloi l'shma. V'chitema, but if you'll ask, how could one possibly suggest such an approach? Isn't there a rule that ain Zer Shava l'machza? There's no halfway Zer Shava. Answers the Gemara, Goli Rachmana Gabichatas. The Torah says by Chatas, the words, V'shachar Oysa L'chatas, to learn Oysa, strictly by the carbon Chatas, L'shma K'sher, Shloi L'shma P'sula. Avakol Kachim, by every other type of carbon, Bein L'shman, Bein Shloi L'shman, it makes no difference if it was done L'shma or Shloi L'shma, the halacha will be K'sher. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that this is a halacha that was said strictly by a regular carbon chatos, that shloi l'shma is possible. So we go back to the question that we began with, el minchas chayta, or minchas, el minchas chayta, or minchas kanas, the psulim shloi l'shma menolan. We need to go back to find a source for these halachas. Answers the Gemara, chatos, the halacha that a minchas chayta, shloi l'shma is possible, tam amai, b'shem d'ksibba, the pasuk says, by the chatos, Chatos he, that by carbon chatos nasi, the Torah says he, only l'shma is kosher, anything else not. Hachinami, it says regarding this, these kabbalas, the mechas chayta and mechas kanas, ksibuhu he, the Torah uses the word he to teach us only l'shma is a kosher, if it's brought shalai l'shma, it's possible. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Oshem nami, Haksibu. When we speak about a carbon asham, the Torah says, "V'hiktar ayisay karem isbecha ish l'ashem asham hu." So we should learn from that that the carbon asham is only kosher when it's brought l'shma, and if it's brought shalai l'shma, it's possible. Answers the Gemara: Hahi hu lachas merem hu d'ksiv. That word "hu" is only mentioned after the burning of the amurim, and we know that shalai l'shma cannot be a disqualification by burning the emurim, because the halach is that you don't have that if you didn't burn the emurim, the carbon is kosher anyway. Kinatanya, aval asham noinema bahu. We learned a brisa that says that the Torah used the word asham who by asham el alachak taras emurim only after the parsha of hektaras emurim. And since we know, as we just said, that who atzma shlohukter emurav, that the halacha is that if you didn't do the hektaras emurim altogether, the carbon is kosher. So certainly, if you didn't do it, it's kosher. We can't say that if you did it shloi l'shma, it would be possible. So we're back to ask the Gemara if that's the case. Elahu. Where the Torah does speak about, say the word who, by an osham, lomali, what is it coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, l'cherf hu namar rav, dama amar hu namar rav, osham, if you have an osham that the owners of that carbon died, or they, before they were able to bring the carbon osham, or they had a different osham brought on their behalf, and that the halach is shenitik l'riya, there's a halach l'mash m'sinai, that Chomesh Chatus Hamesis, that the five cases by a carbon chatus, that they go lamisa. And they have some of the examples of them, a chatus shemesa balea, a chatus that owner died, chatus neskrapa balea, a chatus acheres. An example is that a chatus that the owner brought a different carbon, and the aloch lamashim is Sinai is that those animals are left to die. The aloch lamashim is Sinai also tells us that wherever the halacha by chatos is that the animal is left to die. The corresponding by carbon osham is that these osham is nitin l'riya. Nitin l'riya, Rashi explains, that the animal is given over to a roya, and once it's given over to a roya, then it becomes balmum, and they'll use the money to buy a carbon oila. That's how Rashi explains over here. In Masechta Zvachim, Rashi explains that the definition of nitin l'riya is that Beis Din said that this animal should be taken out lirois. That means even if it wasn't given yet to the roya for that purpose, even if it was just designated for that purpose, Beis Din said that that's what should be done. The halacha is that it doesn't have a kedushas oshem on it, and now has on it a kedushas oila. So what would be the halacha if an animal was so designated, and instead of going through the process that we just explained, that the animal is given to the shepherd and we wait till it becomes a balmum and then we sell it and the proceeds are used for carbon oil up. But what the person did was a shecht istam. He just shechted it for, it becomes kashla shemayla, it's considered a kash, becomes a kasha oila. Says the Gemara, nitakin, when is sori alocha, that as soon as you did that, it becomes it will be a kosher karba oila, if there was nituk first. Av loy nituk, if there was no nituk, and you shechted it, it would be a disqualified carbon oila. Vamakra, who, bavyasam yehei, what the pasuk is teaching us is that until we have nituk, until we have that act of nituk, it's considered a carbon osham. And the halach is that even if you were to shecht it, and even if you had a beferish in mind, says the Shita Mekabetzes, that you want to use this as an oila, it wouldn't change anything. As you need to have a prior nituk that it should be able to be used as to become a carbon oila. Rashi, obviously, the way Rashi is learning the Gemara is that nituk is a din daraisa, a din halach l'mosh m'sinai. And if you don't have nituk, then the halach is that that carbon cannot be used as a carbon oilam. However, there are other Rishonim that disagree, and they hold that if you brought it under all circumstances, under certain circumstances, even when it was no ituk, then the halach is only in a case where it could have still been used as an osham, is it not kosher as an oila? That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Otherwise, it can still maybe be considered a carbon oila. Amar Rav, Nichas Omer. We know that on the second day of Pesach, they brought a mincha from barley, and the halach is that that mincha, after we bring that mincha, we could eat the chadash, we could eat the new grain, any grain that took root from last year Pesach. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Michas Chaim Shikam to Shloi Lishma. If we did the kamitza on the Michas Chaim Shloi Lishma, psul, then it becomes entirely possible. And the reason is that you don't put the kamitza on the Mizbeach, it's completely disqualified. And the reason is, however, Bas Lahatir, since the purpose of this carbon mincha is to bring, to make the Chodosh Mutter, and here it didn't accomplish that, that's why it's completely possible. V'chein ha-tamei v'ashem nazar, a nazar that became tamei during his term of naziris. And the halacha is that he has to become tahor, and after he becomes tahor, he brings certain kabbonis that he can restart counting his naziris. And the halacha is he has to bring an oshem naziris, an oshem mitzayra. The mitzayra who brings a carbon oshem after he finishes his term of being a mitzayra, and the purpose of bringing this carbon oshem is that he should be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash, that he should be able to eat kachem, and all these kabbonis shechtum shloi l'shman, if the kshchita was shloi l'shman, psulim. Why? So introduces the Gemara Svara. Hoyl uba l'hachshir. Since the purpose of these kabbanas is to accomplish that the Mitzvah should be able to come back into Machne Yisrael, and that chodesh should be able to be eaten. So if all of that's the intention of the karbonis, and if it's not accomplishing that what it's supposed to be accomplishing, so then then it doesn't bring a carbon. It's interesting to point out that even though we're saying the purpose of the Michas Ahimer was to make that they should be able to eat the chadash, but the Rishonim point out that they, even though the carbon oimer, even though there was no din of chadash when they were in the midbar, they still brought this carbon, the Michas Ahimer, on the second day of Pesach, because it's a carbon that's mechuyev that you have to bring on that day. So what we have to say is that even though it's a carbon of the chayvus hayoyim, it's a carbon that day says that we have to bring it, since the carbon is there also to permit the chadash, and if it doesn't accomplish that, it's possible. Tanan, ask the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, kol amachus kol nichus shenekzmu shloy l'shma sheiris el shloy olu lebalim l'shem chayva chutz mechus chayta mechus kanaz. But ask the Gemara, if we'll based on what we just explained, the Misa listening nami chutz mechus haimer. Why don't we learn that mechus haimer also is the type of a carbon that it was brought shloy l'shma, it will be possible. Answers the Gemara, kiktani. Amishta speaking about a carbon that's brought by an individual. Ba al tzibur, but a carbon that's brought by the tzibur, like the Michas Omer, those kabanas like Tani are not being taught in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, another teretz, ki Tani ba b'glal atzma. Amishta's only speaking about kabanas, that's the carbon, the only carbon that's brought. However, ba b'glal zevach, the halacha is that when you bring the Michas Oimer on the second day of Pesach, they also brought a Keves Laila. So when the Karban Mincha is not brought alone, that's like Tani is not mentioned in our Mishnah. That's why the Michas Oimer halacha is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Another teretz, Kik Tani, Hanach Shein Kvulem Zman. Michas Chayta, Michas Kanos, are Kabbanis that don't have a specific time when they are brought. Ha! Whereas the Michas Oimer, the Kavulos man, it's brought on the second day of Pesach, such kaponis like Tani. Amamar, says the Gemara, the Kenat Oimer Bashem Nazar Bashem Etzaira, Sheshacht and Shloy Lishman, so to the Alach Bashem Nazar, we learned, Anash Metzaira, that were brought Shloy Lishman, Psulim, because, as we explained, Hoyle Vibola Hachshir, the purpose of bringing these kaponis is to make that the Nazar should be able to start his count again. The Mitzvah should be able to come into Machne Yisrael. The Leich Shiru, and if they don't accomplish, so they're possible. Ask the Gemara Tanan, we learned in the first Mishnah, Masech Tzvachim, Kol HaZvachim Sheshachim Shloy L'Shman K'sherim, Ela Shloy Olu L'Balim L'Shem Chayva, Chutz Mipesa V'Chattis. The Mishnah taught us that all Kabbalists that brought Shloy L'Shman are kosher, just the owner doesn't get credit. Chut, accept the Pesa V'Chattis. Ask the Gemara if what we're learning now is correct. The Misa listening Nami chutz mi Ashim Nazav Ashim Mitzarim, because as we're learning the Baal Hachshir V'Leich Shiru, because they didn't accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish, and we're learning now if the carbon doesn't accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish, it's possible. Answers the Gemara, Kivin, Dika Hashem Gzeilus Hashem Ilus. There's the case of Hashem Gzeilus where somebody was accused that he's holding something that belongs to somebody else, and he falsely said that's not true, and then he swore falsely that's not true. So he has to bring Hashem Gzeilus, Hashem Me'ilus, or somebody who's Moel Behegdish, B'Shoyig, that those are Kapara, so those are examples of a carbon Ashram that come for Kapara. So the rule of an Ashram of Shalai L'Shma is not a consistent rule. It depends on what kind of Ashram. Therefore, like psikale, and the Mishnah did not want to get involved with a halakha that is inconsistent. Ask the Gemara, why are we saying that Ashim Noz and Ashim Mitzayra that were brought Shalai Lishma apostle? Because the Baal Hachshir V'Leich Shiru, the purpose of those kabbanis was to be able to eat from the carbon, to be able to do something. And if they doesn't accomplish, that's why the carbon is possible. So why don't we say Hani Nami by the Sham Gzelis for Sham Ilas? The purpose of those kaparas, components abala kapara, to bring a kapara on the person who needs a kapara, and like kipru, and therefore the halacha ought to be that they're possible as well. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Yirmiya, Mitzinu, Shechilek HaKasur Ben Mechaprim or Ben Mechshir. We find that the Torah differentiates between Kabbanis, that the purpose of the carbon is to be Mechaper, versus Kabbanis that are here to be Mechaper, to make you be allowed to do things. Mechaprim is Behu Dos Lachamisa. And the Gemara tells us, what is the Nafkamina? So the Gemara says that by Mechaprim, they could even be brought Achamisa after the person who was supposed to bring the carbon is no longer alive. Machshirin, but a carbon that's here to be Machshir, the loch is less Belachamisa, cannot be brought after the person who's supposed to bring the carbon no longer is alive. Where do we see this? Datnan. The Mishnah Masechta Kinim speaks about extensively Yoledes, a woman who had a baby. That a woman who had a baby had to bring two kabanas. When she finishes her days, the halacha is she has to bring 40 days by a boy, 80 days by a girl. They have to bring two kabanas, a chatas and an oila. So says the Mishnah, Hisha Shavir Chatasa, if a woman brought the kam chatas that she was supposed to bring, and then Mason, then Rahman Slan, she was nifter, Yuviya Yarshim Alasa. The Yarshim to bring her carbon oila. However, let's say it was the reverse. I lost her mesa. She brought a carbon oila, and then she passed away. Layavi yarshim chatosim. The yarshim can't bring a chatas because, as we said earlier in our shir, the halacha is the chatas shemesu balea, a chatas whose owner passed away can no longer be brought. So we see from here that the purpose of the chatas is here to allow her to eat kachim. It's only brought where she's alive, because that's its purpose. After her death, where it's not going to be able to let her eat kachim because she's not alive, then it can't be brought. Whereas, so the chatas is the machshir. The oila is the mechaper. A mechaper can be brought la'achamisa. And even though she doesn't really need a kapara anymore, because a person who passed away obviously doesn't need a kapara anymore. The misa is the kapara. This doesn't make a difference. A carbon that's brought for kapara can be brought even if the person no longer needs the kapara. Sir too, that's why we could differentiate by the ashams as well, between asham, which is a machshir, versus asham, versus Asham, which is a Mechaper. There is another consideration in this discussion that the Gemara Masech, the Kedushin, Daf Yod Gimel, adds in, and that is the question of Shibuda Deraisa. If the person designated a carbon, so there's a Shibud, what does that mean? Is that Shibud cannot go away? But that would, of course, open up a question that if that's the case, it shouldn't make a lot difference by chatos, unless you have to say that we've been saying that the chatos does a special halacha l'mashm Sinai, that the halacha is that a chatos cannot be brought after the owner is no longer here, even if it's in a case where the person designated before he died. Rav Aaron makes a very interesting discussion. He says, as a machloikus rishonim, if a person, a yoledis, passed away, and she can't bring a chatas, as we just explained, that there's no argument over, could she bring the carbon chatas? Could a person bring a carbon chatas? Could a person bring a carbon oila before or not? The question is, why is the halacha always that the chatas comes before oila? Is it because the chatas is considered a more significant carbon, or is it because the oila should always come last? The Ravid holds that the chatas is a more significant carbon. So if in a case like we're speaking now, where the chattis is not passable to be brought, you could bring the oila. However, if we say that the oila always has to be brought second, the oila that's brought second is always last. And if there's nothing before it, you can't bring the carbon oila because the chattis should have been brought. Chattis should be brought first. But one of the things that we clearly see in our Gemara, which the Rishonim point out, is that our Gemara seems to say that even though you're always supposed to bring the chattis before the oila, here if you brought the oila before the chattis, that would not be here. If you, the Gemara spoke about the if she brought the oila first, you could still bring the carbon chattis. That's also interesting. We're learning that the carbon oila is brought, obviously, by the Yarshin. The mother, unfortunately, is no longer alive. And the question is, the kapara that this carbon oila, and we're learning now in the Gemara that this carbon is a carbon of a kapara, is the kapara that is done for by the children, is that going to be able to affect a kapara for the parents? We know that the Shulchan Aruch says that the halacha is that when somebody loses a parent, the first year after the parent's patira, when they mention the parent's name, they should say, Hareini kaparas mishkavai. So from here, we seem to see a raya that a child could affect kapara for his parent even after the parent is no longer here. Here, too, it could very well be that we're learning that the children are bringing the carbon oila that their mother was supposed to bring, and the carbon oila that they were supposed to bring will serve as a kapara for the parents. Which opens up another interesting discussion, is if a person pledged to give tzedakah, and before the person could have given that pledge, he passed away, do the Yarshim have an obligation to give that tzedakah? As in our Gemara, this mother donated a carbon shlomim. Do they have to bring that carbon, the carbon asham, after they passed away? The Beis Yosef in the Shas of Tshuvas, Beis Afkas Rachel, says that if somebody pledged to give tzedakah while he was alive and then he passed away, the Yarshim are obligated to give that tzedakah. However, the Ramah in the Shas of Tshuvas, Ramah Simon Memches, disagrees. He says that when somebody makes an obligation, it's a chovus hagavra. It's an obligation on the person. And that person, after he's no longer here, that obligation is his personal obligation and doesn't pass on to the children. And therefore, according to the Ramah, that anything that the parents that the mother obligated, the parents obligated, doesn't go down to the children. The simple way of understanding this question is something that we mentioned a few moments ago. Do we say shibud deraisa? Somebody obligated themselves, then the halacha is that you become obligated. The question explains the tzais, that this is the machloikus of the Ramah and the Afkas Reichel, is how does the halacha look at a pledge to tzedakah? Does the halacha look at a pledge to tzedakah as a full-fledged shibud? And if the halacha looks at it as a full-fledged shibud, then we'll say shibud deraisa. If the halacha doesn't look at it that way, the halacha doesn't look at it as a full-fledged shibud, even if you say shibud deraisa, it wouldn't be applicable. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Maskler Rabbi Yehuda Breider of Shimon ben Pazi. So he asked the following question. We're saying that a carbon that comes for the purpose of being machshir don't come lachamisa. Is that true? But Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masech de Mila. If somebody designated money because he's a nazir for the kabbonis that he has to bring, then loch is loy nenim. He's not going to have any benefit from the money. The machloikus rishonim. What does loy nenim mean? Does it mean you're not allowed to have hanom midaraisa, or it's only midrabanan? But everybody agrees that loy mailan. there's no mi'ilah on that money. The Nazir, when he finishes the Naziris, has to bring three kabanas: a chatos, an oila, and a shlamim. And the halach is that kachim kachim are subject to mi'ilah from when they are designated. Kachim kalim are not subject. Since all of this money could have been used for the carbon shlamim, and money that's used for carbon shlamim is not subject to mi'ilah, so the halach is that that money is not subject to mi'ilah, because we could say on all that money that's shlamim money. Continues the Mishnah: if the nazir passed away for ha'ilay ma'astumim, and he had money that wasn't specifically designated for which carbon, yiplun adava, all of that money, yeah, money that was supposed to be used for chatas, for oila, for shlamim, all of that money, yiplun adava, should be used for an adava, mufurashim. But if he had not just designated money, he had said explicitly which money should be used for which purpose, so the halach is the mei chatas, the money that was designated to use to buy karmi chatos, yoylich liyam ha-melech. The halach is, the chatos shemesu baleha, the halach is, that if it was an animal, the animal is left to die. Here, we're not speaking about an animal. Here, we're speaking about money. And since we're speaking about money, that money should be destroyed. And the halach is, lo nenim, you're not allowed to benefit from that money. But it's not subject to mi'ilah, because since it's money that's going to be thrown away, money that's going to be thrown away cannot be subject to mi'ilah. Demei oila, the money that was designated for carbon oila, yavah ben oila, should be used for carbon oila, or me'alim behem, and since it's going to be used for carbon oila, it's just like a carbon oila, subject to mi'ilah. The money that's used for carbon oila is subject to mi'ilah. Demei shlamim, the money that was used for shlamim, yavi ben shlamim, should be used for shlamim, and that buy a shlamim with it, and that shlamim should be eaten liyayim echad. Like the halach is that even though normally carbon shlamim is eaten shnei yavim v'laylecha, 2 days and one night, shalmi, nazir, are only eaten for 1 day. So since this money was designated for shalmi nazir, the halach is they should only be eaten like shalmi nazir for 1 day. Ein tunim lechem. The halacha is that the nazir, when he brings the shalmi nazir, brings along with it 2 types of bread, chalas and rikikin, 10 chalas and 10 rikikin, and the kohen puts those breads together with the chazav v'shoik and the zroya of the aisle of the karmen shlam on the hands of the nazir, and they wave it, and then the halach is that the chaz v'shoik and the zroy l'chaim are given to the kohen. This halacha won't be applicable because you don't have a nazir to do it with. Ask the Gemara, but the oil of the shlamim, the nazir machshir ninu. The purpose of the oil and the shlamim is machshir, that make him be able to drink wine, and yet we see that we're still bringing these karbanos. But we've been learning in our shir that any carbon that serves the purpose of being a machshir, when it won't be able to fill that purpose, you don't bring it. Amar Papa says the Gemara, Hachi Kam Amar Rav Yirmiya, Lametzino Hechshe Kavua Dabal Chamisa. A carbon that comes lahachshir is brought Napur Lachamisa. The Nazir Hechshe Shena Kavuhu. The nazir, the carbon is not necessarily what's going to be makshe him. The why? Aren't these kabbalists what are being makshe they should be able to drink? Why? Says Mar, no. As we keep on repeating, the nazir brings a chatz oil and shlomim when after he's a nazir. The aloch is, and after he brings them, he cuts his hair and throws it under the pot where the kashab and shlomim is being cooked. And then he's allowed to drink wine. However, that's the proper procedure. However, if he cut his hair after he brought just the oil or just the chatas, it's also acceptable. And he could drink wine and it could become tamei tameis. So we see that the oil and shlamim are not really considered full-fledged makshirim, because you could be makshir with the chatas itself. When is the halacha that a carbon that serves as a makshir cannot be brought if it won't serve that purpose? If that's what the carbon is doing. Here, it won't. The oil and shlomim won't necessarily be makshirim, because he maybe will rely on the chatas to be the makshir. And therefore, the halacha of what, which normally is the case of a makshir, most notably in our shir, that you can't bring a makshir, lachamisa, this is not, these kabbalists, this oil and shlum of a nazir are not really considered full-fledged makshirim, and they can be brought even after the patira of the nazir.